Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrapper screening, baby sticky seeds with 50 as a drop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles in the year 2015 on Tuesday, March, three men and a baby. Leonard Nimoy, rest in peace. Since last I spoke and you listened, I went on the 311 cruise, best 4 days of my life. My life! The latest round of the Doug Loves Movies Tournament of Championships is available for $2 now in the comedy album section of iTunes. And, of course, at DougLovesMovies.com, where you can also find my tour dates, where I'm coming to places like Charlotte, Tacoma, Portland, Oregon, sorry, Maine, Athens, Atlanta, Nashville, Houston, San Francisco, Denver. I tour a lot. Friday night here in Los Angeles, I'll be home on a Friday night, which is rare. I'm going to be interrupting breakfast at Tiffany's as part of the Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival at CineFamily. And if you're attending South by Southwest in Austin, Texas this year, I'll be doing two Doug Loves Movies, one during film and one during music. So pack your name tags. Don't just bring your South by Southwest badges. We don't want your stinging badges. We want some real name tags. And as you can see, I've got four guests on the show tonight. So, so let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Simon Rex, Jordan Rubin, Eddie Pepitone, and Ben Bailey. The last thing I said was, pay attention for when I introduce you guys. Yeah, have a seat somewhere, Ben. No reason to play it slow. Where's the other three guys? Hi. What? What's going on? Ben, are you not saying anything because you don't want to win the Pete Holmes Award? All right. Well, you've just won the Zach Galifianakis Award.
I want Pete Holmes.
Which is a person who refuses to speak when spoken to. But he's here, Ben Bailey, you guys. drove his cash cab all the way across the country to be with us tonight. A lot of red light challenges. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call them, stoplight challenges.
Yeah, that's right.
And what are you doing out in L.A., buddy?
Stoplight challenge! I am. I did a show at the Improv Saturday night. I did, like, they're headlining like everyone who could ever possibly headline. So I did a.
You took a crack at it?
On Saturday night. Mm-hmm. It was good. I got a couple of meetings. I'm playing some golf. Ugh. Yeah.
You have to come all the way out here for AA meetings? That seems weird. Got some meetings lined up.
You know what that second A stands for, right, Doug?
Oh, that's right. No, you're not. We've talked about it before on the show. You're drinking somebody else's beer.
I hope that A doesn't stand for AIDS, because...
Oh, that's the first A.
All right, I'll say it. That was Jordan Rubin with the AIDS humor. He has a motion picture that you could see, I believe, on March 20th.
It comes out March 20th, but you could also come downtown and see the premiere at the Ace Hotel on the 18th. The AIDS Hotel.
That's open to the public?
That's open to the public, yeah.
And in the motion picture is called Zombievers.
Zombievers, yeah.
Because it's about beavers who are zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And
that's what it says on the tin.
And also joining us today at Jordan's suggestion and my delight is Simon Rex, everybody.
Thank you very much for having me.
Star of my favorite of the scary movie movies.
Which one?
Do you want to guess
yeah,
which one?
Yeah, which one?
I think it was part three, right?
Yeah, you got it.
That was five.
Yes, right.
Well, he's in more than one of them, but I said he's in my favorite one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
This is, now you're trying to guess which one is your own favorite. And Jordan's going to tell you if you're right or not.
But the third one was the first one where...
David Zucker, airplane took over.
And that is a really funny movie. Oh, and you're great in it.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. Jordan came to set. Didn't you fly for that one?
I did. I was the first time I met David Zucker. Because I flew up just to meet him. A complete movie nerd.
I grew up watching Airplane, Naked Gun. So for me, that was pretty awesome to get to work. Leslie Nielsen. And yeah, that was pretty rad. Pretty rad.
You and Anna Faris and that kid were all hilarious. Right.
Yeah,
so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Thank you.
And then you weren't in four?
I was in four. I died in four, and then somehow miraculously came back in five. Hollywood.
Because they needed disbelief. You. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's great. And then you did some music for Zombievers?
Oh, yeah, I did a couple songs for Jordan. He actually said to me, can you make me the worst song ever? So I said, just pick any of my music that's out there already.
Not true.
He said, can you make me this horrible song? So I did that. And then I have a real song, too, that's not as horrible.
He has a legit song, but then he has a comedy.
Yeah, I found those purposely in my Uber on the way here. I don't know what's...
Good deal.
Yeah, so yeah, I got a couple songs in Jordan's movie Zombievers, since he wouldn't put me in as an actor.
Too old.
Yeah, too old.
Well, initially when I was talking to Jordan about doing this show, Jordan being on the show, we were excited to promote Zombievers, and he was suggesting other people that were in it, and then at one point he suggested you, so I just assumed that you were in it. I was that sounds great. Let's have him come down. You guys will talk about Zombievers.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it.
Well, I told you a few different people, and you said any of those guys would be cool, so I was like, oh, because I was trying to, you know... Make sure you're happy.
Yeah, let's talk about who's in the movie. The star of the movie is the young lady from Dumb and Dumber 2.
Rachel Melvin.
Yeah, she's been on Doug Loves Movies.
Yes, she's great.
Yeah, and who else? What else is going on in there?
It's a bunch of young, up-and-coming kids. And
you sound so old when you say that.
What?
And John Mayer.
Well, I said it ironically, sarcastically. And John Mayer and Bill Burr. Yeah, they have they play the chemical truck drivers that cause the zombie apocalypse.
Don't give it away.
John Mayer and Bill Burr end the world.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Should have seen that coming.
Yeah.
And finally, sitting there so patiently, it doesn't seem like your style to be so patient. Eddie Pepitone is here, everybody. Hi, everybody. Hi, kids.
Hi, everybody. All look really good.
What's your documentary called? Something about Buddha?
The documentary about me is called The Bitter Buddha.
The Bitter Buddha.
And my Netflix special is called In Ruins.
Yeah.
Where I attack the country. Just the whole fucking country.
You take
country.
On the whole country.
Yeah. Mad, just the oligarchs who run it, you know, the pieces of shit who own it. And I make it very funny, absurdly funny, you know. I think everybody who's seen it does. Anyway, let's talk about movies. I love movies.
Have you been to the movies lately? Like, what was the last movie you saw? It doesn't have to be in a theater. Just what was the last movie that crossed your eyeballs?
Last movie that crossed my eyeballs. Fuck.
Well, but while you're thinking about it, I'm going to remind everybody that you're the star of Old School.
I'm the star, yes.
That's what I say about that movie. Come for Will Ferrell, stay for Eddie Pepp.
I can't fucking think. What did I just see? Oh, but you saw this is going to be, this is funny. I saw Paddington Bear.
Okay, the film is just called Paddington.
Oh, sorry.
And,
but to me, it's
and
Paddington.
And it's got like 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's fucking good. And I say that as a cynical, rageful person.
Paddington could turn even this most cynical.
Nicole Kidman has fun in there as the villain.
Yeah, yeah, she
was
okay.
She's all right.
I just focus in on the work done on her face. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just see
at
that
least
stuff.
At when least in Paddington, she could have had that work done. In Hemingway and Gilmore, that work didn't exist yet, and yet it happened to her character.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
It's weird. But you and I are the only people that feel that way. Everyone else is like, Hemingway and who?
Yeah. Is that a
it was an HBO
show?
Movie. It was very good. Clive Owen. Right?
Big fan.
So what did you like about Paddington?
It was funny.
He falls down a lot?
I love, you know, I was a big fan of slapstick. You know, I love when Keaton falls. And then from Keaton to Paddington has been a long lineage. You know?
No, Michael Keaton?
I think I...
Oh, I'm sorry. Diane Keaton.
She's great in those commercials.
Oh,
Diane Keaton.
When she comes
out. What a campaign that is.
Yeah.
For something.
Yeah.
Like, I just love...
Turtleneck sweaters, I think, is what she's doing a campaign for.
I love when big actors do that kind of stuff. It's just really, it's great for their credibility, I think. Like, I'm a big movie star. Like, Matthew McConaughey right now doing car commercials. Love it. Love it.
Are you saying you think he shouldn't have done that?
I think he thought those were just going to air in Japan or something.
That's it.
Because they all do them over there.
Yeah.
But, have you been to the movies, Ben?
I have not been to the movies, but
what'd you watch on the plane flying out here?
I didn't watch anything. I slept. But I watched...
Good for you.
What were your dreams? Can you ask that? Like, what have you seen?
Yeah,
you're basically
you
saying...
Were there any movie stars in your dream?
I dreamt that none of this actually happened.
Before it actually did happen.
Yeah, before it actually didn't. I watched St. Vincent is the most recent film that I've seen.
You got that like on demand or something?
This was about a bear, a cartoon bear.
Yours is about some lady singer with a weird haircut.
I guess you haven't seen St.
I don't think
Vincent.
Things should be named the same thing. Like, once St. Vincent was a person that's popular, there shouldn't be a St. Vincent movie. And that also, St. Vincent's not a great name for that movie anyway.
I think it's kind of fitting.
I'd call it Mowing Dirt.
Mowing Dirt is a good title.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It actually is. That's very good. But I thought it was a great movie.
Bill Murray's
really
great.
Good.
Bill Murray's great. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
The end credits is like 7 minutes of him just hosing things down.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so fucking interesting
anyway. You
watch
the whole thing,
That you watch the whole thing without reading a single credit.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, look, there he is.
Yeah.
Sitting in his
Bill
fucking
Murray, just
backyard.
Hanging out during the credits.
Yeah, doing like nothing, but you can't stop fucking watching the guy. It's amazing.
Or he's just like watering the cement. It's weird.
I thought it was very good.
Has there ever been a thing on this podcast where you address, Doug, where about movies where they say the title in the movie? Like I have to register you as a Lethal Weapon.
I love when that happens. I think I learned this from Penn Jillette a long time ago in an article about him. I think you should applaud every time they say the movie in the title.
In the theater as loud as
possible. Yeah, if you're there with a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
It's Paddington. Funny to just everybody, they must say Paddington.
They said it all the time.
All the time.
They overdid that.
It's just like whenever somebody says the words "my wife," like say "my wife,"
my wife,
my wife. That's right. What I do.
Right.
And when I saw Gone Girl, nobody wanted to sit near
right.
me.
Yeah.
Why?
It got intense. Because he says "my wife" a lot. Yeah, he's constantly reminding everybody, "I love my wife. My wife!"
And did you do it every time? Every single time?
I didn't do it once. Okay. I am a comedian. Not an asshole. No, but as soon as I, somebody tweeted me, as soon as Gone Girl opened, somebody was like, you know, I do that my wife thing that you do, but it didn't work out so good when I saw Gone Girl. So I stole that joke from that guy. So. Thanks, that guy from 4 months ago. Jordan?
Yes.
What have you seen?
Well, I've been making the podcast rounds. Don't take it personally. Are you falling asleep on the mic?
A little bit.
And I did that Paul Scheer podcast, and I watched the movie.
How did this get made?
Yeah, how did this get made? And I forgot. I think I blocked out the movie name, even though it was a week ago. It was a Josh Duhamel, Julianne Hough movie.
What? Oh, Safe Harbor.
Safe Haven.
Haven,
yeah.
I was so excited with the harbor. I thought I won the red light challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be multiple answers to win a red light challenge.
Oh, that's true.
It's a multiple answer question.
Really did go to sleep on that one. So,
Safe Harbor.
Yeah, that movie's fucked up, right?
Yeah, it was.
It's a Nicholas Sparks thing.
It was a Nicholas Sparks thing.
They always have a weird twist in those movies. Like she had a secret.
She had a secret.
What was her secret? She was just running from an abusive man or something?
Am I spoiling?
No. Fucking nope. If we would have moved forward calling it Safe Harbor, not a single person would have complained.
Yeah.
It's true. Actually Safe Haven, and it's a favorite.
She's here tonight. So, Julianne.
Josh Duhamel.
It was such a bad movie that it wasn't like shit fun bad, and it wasn't.
It wasn't like Roadhouse bad good.
No, that was awesome. Roadhouse is great.
Right.
Roadhouse is great. Yeah.
Roadhouse
is not even good. That's not even bad good. That's just a great movie, I think. Okay. it was what was amazing was the end of the film. It descended into complete madness. Like, it's already bad, whatever you're watching it, serviceably bad, and then it just is. Oh my god! Like,
what's
Sixth
the
Sense
twist, though?
Shit.
I can't even. I've seen
the
it. I can't even remember the twist.
Well, she's on the run. You think she murdered some dude? Turns out she just punched out or stabbed her husband, who's a cop that's hunting her.
Sure.
He was an abusive guy.
Was this on Crackle.com?
Yes and no.
Okay.
And they end up catching up. He ends up catching up to her, and then she falls in love with Josh Duhamel, right?
Sure.
And
is that how you say that?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't think so.
Josh Duhamel?
I think so.
I don't know.
It's either pronounced Duhamel or Oliphant.
Yeah. Josh Oliphant.
Because people love to confuse the two of them.
So she
total Pullman Paxton.
She gets to this town, falls in love with, trying to lay low at this fishing village in Atlanta, in Georgia.
I'm sorry, did I say describe the whole movie?
No.
Jesus. What is the twist, Jordan?
Jesus.
What's the twist?
Well, I'm trying to set it up here.
We don't care. What's the twist?
Was it good?
I'm trying to do it short. She's been talking to a dead woman the whole time.
That's a surprise.
It's a whole movie. Her friend.
That's
nobody,
what it is.
Nobody
her friend
says,
Colby
like,
Smulders
what?
From
yes, Colby Smulders. Yeah.
Himyam. She
from Avengers. From
she is her friend and confidant through the whole movie.
Yeah.
And then it turns out she's dead.
She's dead, dead wife of the guy she falls in love with.
Of the guy
Josh
Duhamel.
She's never or stabbed that guy, the ex-husband.
No, someone else. But I'm not allowed to explain
it's
the
a
whole
big
plot.
Difference, though.
So. But the point is, not once does she go, "Hey, why don't you come out to dinner with my, I want to introduce," because she becomes friends with her.
Sure.
Never mentions her to anyone else in the town that she talks to.
Right, she can't.
Do you know Colby Smulders? Who, the dead girl?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It's a very weird twist. And
I never saw The Notebook. Is there some weird fantastical twist in it?
Yeah, it turns out when you have Alzheimer's,
you're
you forget
gay, yeah.
stuff. No, I mean all of...
That's The Notebook?
There's not a twist in every one of his movies. He's not right. M. Night Shyamalan. Right. But
there's kind of a twist.
But there's always something, but that one, Safe Harbor, that's the... Safe Haven, that's the weirdest
Safe
one.
Safe Harbor.
That one is just such a weird, like, when it happens, we did a movie interruption of it, you know, where we sit and with microphones and tell jokes, and when that twist happened, everyone started screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very strange.
And to bring it full circle, M. Night Shyamalan. Shyamalan?
Shyamalan.
How do you say it? Shyamalan?
He played Shyamalan.
He was Joaquin Phoenix in Scary Movie 3. He was playing the science character. That's what Simon was playing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you brought that around.
Yeah, thanks. Full circle.
Just trying to move it over to him.
I mean, that is the dumbest. That is one of the dumbest things in a big hit movie, because Signs is a pretty effective movie and was a big hit, and probably the last movie of his that people really loved. But he has to remember the word swing away to hit the alien with the bat. Like, you're standing there with a fucking bat. Why do you have to know swing away? How about hit that fucking alien with the bat that's fucking coming at you?
Yeah.
That was not some sort of, like, you know what I mean? It was supposed to be like a prophecy. Like, he needed to know to swing. He might have just tapped the alien with it or something.
Right. And there's also the big, like, mystery of the water. Figure out the water. Maybe there... It could have been something about that. Would have been more effective.
That was Abigail Breslin. A little girl that wants all the water everywhere.
Yeah.
And she didn't know why she wanted it, but it's because she... Turns out she's a big fan of Wizard of Oz. And thinks it's how all evil is vanquished. It's by throwing water on it. Simon... But by the way, that's what's partially funny about that scary movie is how much they make fun of Signs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it turns into a Signs parody.
Oh, it's okay for you to bring
half.
It into. Okay. Oh, sure.
I'm just trying to save what you started. Early.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How long is Elm Beavers? Is it about 90 minutes? Is it perfect length?
I'd say it's about 85.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
And did we say how people could see it on March 20th? Is it in theaters?
March 20th, it'll be at the Los Feliz 3. It'll be in about 12 cities, and it'll be day and date, so it'll be iTunes VOD also.
That's awesome.
iTunes at the same time.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Congrats, dude.
Please check it out. Thanks.
That's awesome.
Can you wait till after the show?
Well, I wanted everyone to know that I'm happy for you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys know each other before today?
We did. We were like
great story.
Simon, buddies.
What was the last? What was the last movie you saw?
I've been thinking about it this whole time.
You had this whole time.
I'm trying to remember because I got those. What are they called? The screeners. You get the
sure.
Watch.
Sure.
So I guess like, at home it counts because they're in the theaters. I think it was Gone Girl. But I smoke pot, which is a good thing about watching movies is you can watch a whole movie and then you're just like, oh shit, I've seen this movie after about 80 minutes, you know. So I believe I saw it. And I think it was just
being his friend, he gets laid so much that he's saying it's weed, but he was probably like blowing some chick.
I totally sucked on some chick's dick.
That's what it's
called. It's probably
to.
Like finger blasting someone's asshole. Like,
I need chicks with
so
dicks. That's what it's called. No, Gone Girl. And it was really, really good, I think.
you're pretty sure that it was really good?
Pretty sure it was really good.
It got snubbed for the best screenplay Oscar, people thought. That Rosamund Pike got nominated. For
she was great.
She's
yeah,
very
she was
good.
Yeah, she was scary.
I especially like when she murders the shit out of Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh yeah,
that was good.
Oh, that was great.
It's
yeah.
really, really bloody.
I like that. Was great.
although it made no sense whatsoever because there's cameras all in that house.
Right.
So how does that
director
happen?
Right.
No, it just that. I mean, you were bringing up some.
Didn't she go around and spray paint all the cameras?
They've been taping for months. It just made.
She
it,
knew
like,
what she was
cries
doing.
Cries in a corner.
For
okay.
Fuck's sake. She really knew what she was doing.
So they would show her spraying the cameras. Basically.
Does any of this sound familiar to you, Simon? Do you remember any of this from the film?
Vaguely. But you're picking apart little things. It was a good movie. Did you see it?
I loved it. Yeah.
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 But you're
I
saying
liked it
you're
okay.
saying that this camera.
Yeah, it was all right.
I didn't think it was any better than an hour of Law and Order.
I didn't see it.
I thought it was a little better than an hour of Law and Order.
Not that much better. A little more David Finchy, but you know. It was Finchy.
Finchy.
It was a lot of eye candy. A lot of gone, girl.
It was sort of Finchy, but I think like Social Network and Zodiac, and he's House done movies cards. That are much better.
I agree.
I think.
I agree.
But Doug, it's a fun movie.
Doug, tell us
what was your favorite movie of the year?
Well, I don't have to answer that.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. My point is.
What was that?
That I saw Guardians of the Galaxy. I saw the 100-foot journey recently because I couldn't make the 3-foot journey to the remote.
Did
now
you actually
part of the show where I say, "Let the games begin." Yeah, that's going to be my thing now. Is I'm going to go down the line. Everyone's going to stammer and stutter through what movie they just saw, and then I'm going to have a joke written and just say it. this is the part where you guys go out into the audience. People brought some colorful and fun name tags, so you're going to go out there and
we just randomly select just, a, like
it
a
doesn't have to be random. It's
like a Finchy,
whatever, whatever one you like, Simon.
Okay.
And while you guys do that, we're going to do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, Eddie Pepitone?
It looks like Step Up to the Streets. Is that who I'm playing for?
So what's the name? Step up to the streets.
Oh, sorry. It's hard to read, actually.
But it's colorful. It's got my face on there. It's got Steph's face on there.
Very, very well done. The graphics, little to be desired, but step up to the streets.
What are you promoting, Eddie?
I am promoting the Netflix special.
Oh, that's right.
That has gone to iTunes, and now you can get In Ruins on iTunes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does it go off of Netflix when that happens, or is it both? Is it still at Netflix as well?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You can visually see it, or now just listen to
visually
it and imagine
it.
Take it easy, Ben.
I'm just.
Ooh. Yeah, Ben's got a big fist on now, and what does it say on it? Wreck-It Mike.
Wreck-It Mike.
So the dude's name is Mike, and he gave you a big fleshy fist.
It should say Wreck-It Sweaty Hands Mike.
Oh, it's gross inside?
Yeah.
It's like
no, it's not bad. I'm just kidding.
It's like an albino Hulk hand.
Yeah, I guess.
And who are you playing for, Jordan? Beige albino.
David Wayne's movie, They Came to Heather.
Oh.
They came for Heather.
She recreated the poster.
Yeah.
In a very interesting way. There's a lot going on with
that. Really, this is really...
Oh, I guess those two things, you could just set it down on the table in front of yourself.
Sounds
like this. Sets up nicely. Yeah, people don't have to look at you for that. But good one, Heather. And who are you playing for, Simon?
It looks like I have a...
Treats?
Is it
Kara? Is that two Kara? People?
Kara and Chelsea's high school reunion. Yeah. And some cookies. That's what lured me in was the home... Are they homemade?
Yeah.
Homemade cookies.
Does this mean that he has another threesome tonight? What's going on? Is that two people, Doug?
Yeah. Did you make a tin at home? Put those cookies in? It's very Christmassy, just in time. So,
you think?
It even says Merry Christmas on the top of the fucking thing.
Those were homemade.
All right. Well, good name tags. Good choices, everybody. To determine who's going to go first in our game today, I still got to tell everybody what all the prizes are in the prize bag. But let's do this anyway, since I started saying it.
You guys want to do some lines?
So.
Yeah.
Basically.
How you doing, Eddie?
Mark Wahlberg is here. And. And when he asks you to do some lines, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing? You doing good?
panelists, Mark Wahlberg here is going to say a line from a motion picture. It's not necessarily. In fact, it probably isn't a Mark Wahlberg movie because we used to do Mark Wahlberg movies and we went through all.
It's too easy.
Yes, and it's too easy. So, he's going to say a line from a movie. As soon as you know it, just say it into your microphone. First person with the correct answer. I don't even know what he's going to do. First person that gets in with the right answer is our winner in this game. And are you ready, Mark?
Look good, feel good.
That's
look good.
It's not part of it. He just,
feel good.
That's what he says to himself.
Okay, all right, here we go. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Life's a bitch, and she's back in heat. Ooh. Life's a bitch, and she's back in heat.
What if he says it twice and nobody knows?
Life's a bitch.
He'll say it till you figure it out.
She's back in heat.
Out of Africa.
Life's a bitch.
We could keep trying if we
mess
up.
Yeah, yeah. There's no wrong answers.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Except for wrong answers.
It's not Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Life's a bitch. She's back in heat, okay?
The Departed.
No? I'll give you another line from the movie. Ready? You better put these fucking sunglasses on. Not this year. You better put these fucking sunglasses on.
The Fighter.
No.
Boogie Nights.
No. Do you know what it is, Doug?
It's not a Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yeah.
It sure sounds like a Mark Wahlberg movie.
You better put these fucking sunglasses on. I know. You better put these fucking sunglasses on. No.
Fuck.
I think it's
Scarface.
No.
Solaris.
No, it's not Solaris.
Paddington.
Could it be a Donnie Wahlberg movie?
There's only two.
I don't think he would ever quote a Donnie Wahlberg movie.
Oh, my God.
Movie.
Did I tell you what Donnie's doing?
What's he doing?
I got him a hobby, okay? He goes to animal shelters, and then when people leave with their adopted dog, he fucking kidnaps them and sees how much these people really want to rescue that fucking dog. I turned him on to it. I drop him off. I pick him up at 6 p.m. He's happy as can be. You guys want one other one?
No. Well, we I mean, what, was, where were those lines from?
They Live.
The movie They Live.
John, is that John Carpenter? Is that the fight scene?
John Carpenter's
name. Oh, my God.
Okay, one more.
Oh, the glasses. That was Roddy Piper. That was a giveaway. The glasses were a key component.
You should have said the line about the came component. Here to kick ass and chew gum.
No, he said it wasn't.
That would have been too obvious.
Didn't know.
This one's so fucking easy.
What do you mean too obvious? It can never be too obvious. It's just who says it first.
Okay.
So, Doug, clarification. It's not Donnie Wahlberg. I mean,
it's not a Mark Wahlberg
it's
movie.
It's not Marky Wahlberg.
No Wahlberg.
No, dude. It's just a movie I was either up for and declined or should have fucking been in.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. It's another classic.
Look at this stuff.
Classic movie.
Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm a girl? A girl who has everything?
Eight Mile.
No. I got oozits and what's-its galore. Thingamabobs, I got plenty. But you know what, motherfucker? I want more.
The staircase. No. Staircase.
I want to go where the people are. I want to see them. Want to see them running around on those, what are they called again? Oh, yeah.
Feet!
How do you not fucking know what this movie is?
There's Mark Wahlberg in it?
Wait. Do the one we talked about backstage.
Okay.
What's it? Do we know? Great.
That was The Little Mermaid.
Keep doing
that. Oh, that was the little fucking mermaid.
I've seen it. Never saw it.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking great. I love it. Let's just do
just
this.
Just do the one, the easiest one of all time. Just do it.
Okay, ready?
The Wizard of Oz.
No. Oh, the easiest one of all time? It's very simple.
Philadelphia.
Why are we having all these wars and stars?
Star Wars.
It is fucking Star Wars.
Whoa.
I'll be honest, Doug. I couldn't remember the
one. That's not the one we talked about backstage. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, you were going to go there. Oh, yeah. They won't get that shit.
They're not.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Let's go for it.
Who got that last one? Did Ben got it?
Ben got it.
What'd you call it?
Star Wars.
That's not the right title.
A National Lampoon Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
So we're going to do one more.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Are we doing the hard one or not?
I'm going to act on this one too, all right? They're here.
Poltergeist.
It is fucking Poltergeist.
Yes!
All right. I'm going to go pick a
but
fight
can
if
you
anybody's
imagine
down.
If Mark Wahlberg played the little girl in Poltergeist, that's what he'd be. He'd be like, they're here.
Do that.
You know?
Is it
no,
true?
I'm going to kick their ass.
Like that all those people died after that movie? Is that true?
No, Coach is still alive.
Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
8:30, UCB Sunset. I'm doing a show tonight.
Good job, dude.
Come to it.
But really, is that true that a lot of the cast members died after Poltergeist?
There's a supposed Poltergeist curse. There was the Dominique Dunn, her chef boyfriend murdered her, in a jealous rage, and the little girl died pretty young, and in Poltergeist 2, there was an old guy who died a couple years later, but he was already fucking 80-something.
Like, you're gonna die!
Yeah, that guy. He looked dead already, so like, also, how much of a curse is it for an old guy to die?
And also, the director of Poltergeist was...
Toby Hooper.
...was too coked out, and apparently Spielberg stepped in and ghost-directed it, correct?
Ghost Stuber
produced it. But that's the rumor, is that everybody says that Tobe Hooper didn't really make it. But Tobe Hooper will always have the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre to hold up and say, well, it's not like I didn't direct anything cool.
He can hold it up and say, what?
Yeah. And didn't he also direct Funhouse? That was all right.
Oh, yeah, so I guess he is great.
No. poor Tobe Hooper. You're right. Poltergeist is cursed. What's in here? What is this, Ben?
Just some stuff that I thought people might think was tasty and or interesting.
There's a little tree.
That's nice.
Yeah.
There's a jar of M&Ms.
Ooh.
Wait, is this all from your hotel minibar?
Yeah. Speaking
the
of
airport?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And what the fuck is this thing?
Those are golf balls, Doug.
You got two chrome soft Callaway balls.
Yeah, those are good.
Right.
Anybody
there
needs a couple of balls, I bought them.
Oops. All right, so all that's going in the prize bag. Plus, we got two Zombieverse t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
In two different sizes, so that whoever wins and their significant other can just wear matching Zombiever shirts where a beaver is attacking a lady's beaver. Super classy shirt.
Too subtle?
Yes. Way too subtle. I got a cup from when I went on the 311 cruise. It's very colorful. I was on At Midnight last night, and they always give us delicious cookies, so I'm putting that in the prize bag.
Wow,
also, the prize bag says At Midnight on it. I was like, these guys are awesome. Now they're giving me a bag to use every time. A $25 iTunes gift card from Eddie Pepitone, which you can use to buy his new. How much does yours go for?
Safe.
With the
do you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, but less than 25.
Oh, easily.
Yeah,
there's plenty left over.
You'll
to
have
get something
plenty
else
to spare.
You can buy four or five of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Download it a bunch of times. That would totally be worth the money.
That's the only thing you can buy with that gift card.
I got a koozie from the 311 cruise. Oh, I didn't mean to put this in there. This is like liquid weed. I can't get
when you
out
say
of it.
311 cruise, the band cruise. I don't understand.
The band had a cruise.
On a
I
boat?
Just got off. Yes, on a boat.
And you just
no, it's just a big car going up and down a street.
But they have their own cruise. I don't understand.
We're cruising.
They just play music on a boat and people go.
Yeah, like a lot of bands and rock stars. Like the Kid Rock cruise is going on right now. But the last week was the 311 cruise out of Miami down to Jamaica. Mm. And we got down to Jamaica, 2 days after they legalized weed down there. So that was pretty sweet.
Nothing like music on the water.
They just legalized weed in Jamaica.
That can't be.
I know, right?
It
doesn't make any sense. Like, Jamaica's the place where weed is, right? It's where they invented it. But no, it's just now legal.
That's amazing.
What's up, Jordan?
I just remembered something. Can I tell you a quick piece of trivia about Franklin?
Yeah, I'm going to cut you off midway.
It'll be really quick.
Right?
So a few years back when Simon was on the WB, was it? CW?
Yeah, that was the
They spotted him, and they had something on E! Online, and I was walking with him, so they wrote, "Spotted Simon Rex walking down Franklin with his blah-looking friend."
Jesus Christ.
And he was trying to talk me out of it. He's like, no, it's because they meant you had, like, the blahs. Like, you were probably... You're probably
you seemed a little sad or thoughtful.
Like, very
they
sweet.
Meant pensive.
No. Yeah. Really hurt my feelings.
What were you wearing?
This. Yeah.
And here's something I got recently. Last night, actually, at a Getting Dug with High show, it's a Phone Homie t-shirt. And it's got a cute little E.T. on a bike smoking weed. Love that. And Simon brought some CDs.
I apologize in advance.
For what?
It should have been $25 gift certificate. Was a lot more courteous and gentle, thoughtful.
But his CDs are
You're
great.
Not forced upon them.
But this is great because whoever wins tonight is going to get doubles of each.
Yeah, you get doubles.
So
give it to a friend.
Yeah.
That album's awesome.
Thank you.
Dirt Nasty.
Yeah.
That's your...
That's my alias, yeah.
That's your music
Hollywood.
Name.
He directed the first video he did for Dropping Names. I did a song where I kind of drop names like so many people do in L.A. He directed the video. Yeah, remember? Do you remember that?
Remember when you did that, Jordan? Weren't you feeling kind of blah that day?
The video came out.
I had a case of the blahs.
You directed it. You're like, no, I can't remember that. What?
All of that stuff is in the prize bag tonight, you guys. And somebody, one of these four people, Heather or the other three, is going to win. And let's get that Phone Homie shirt in there. And that cup from the 311 cruise.
The 311 cruise.
Like, this bag is so chock full of stuff that it's overflowing. So I'm going to hang on to the gift certificate for iTunes because it doesn't fit the bag.
That's a good prize bag.
That was a classy gift, Eddie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it really was because it's movie related.
It was either that or a wheel of cheese. So I went for that.
Now someone's going to be disappointed.
All right, Eddie gets to go first in this game that we're about to play. That's called Last Man Stanton.
Yeah.
And one guy's excited about it. And the winner of this game is going to win all the prizes for their person they're playing for. Mm.
Can I sneak two beers real quick for like the 8 seconds?
Yeah, dude.
Three.
You want one?
Three. Make it three.
Three?
Please.
You
good?
No, I'm good.
Eddie, I'm good.
You okay?
I'm
you're drinking
program,
your coffee?
Yeah.
And you're okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
That took 8 seconds just to talk about
it. But go get three beers.
Awesome.
Okay, so Simon's eliminated. I'm sorry, Kara. Kara and Chelsea. Is it Kara or Kara?
Kara,
okay. No, you're not eliminated. We'll wait for him to get back, but I also can't.
And then we'll eliminate
I can't explain
him.
What the game is while he's not here. But
hurry up, Si.
Raise your hand like a nice person if you've got a suggestion for Last Man Standing, somebody you don't think we've played before that you think we should use. There's a hand that shot up over there, so I gotta go with that one. But wait just a second. Let's wait for Simon to get back.
I'm here.
I like it already, though.
Thanks, Simon.
Because I heard half of it, I think.
Thanks.
Enjoy your Bud Lights, you guys.
Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Yeah.
Cheers. Thank
Cheers,
you.
Cheers, everybody.
I'm going to go ahead and take a hit if you guys are going to do that.
Really? Can you? Legally?
I got a vapor pen, but also this place is pretty chill. If I, you know, in the movie Super Jaime, we smoke on stage in this very theater. Yeah, and that was years ago. Things are much cooler now.
It's a cool pipe, dude. I think a fella could get a closer look at that.
Yeah, check it out. Look at it with your mouth. Oh, press the button with your finger.
Is that the fluid one, or it has actual weed?
No, that's just wax, yeah. Yeah, oil,
I don't
whatever you want to call it. It's delicious. You good, or you want to hang out?
I really want it.
He hasn't smoked in 7 days, guys.
Rex
give him a
hand. Rex is off weed for 3 days.
3 days.
Good for you.
To blow my brains out.
But it's also weird that you don't have an end date, that it's just like you're just seeing how long you can go.
It's an open
That just
book.
Seems like torture to me. Like, if you pick a date, you could probably get to it.
Oh, it's torture.
Yeah, but just say next week or something.
Next week or something.
Perfect.
I meant you
perfect.
Need to be more specific.
Wednesday.
That was very slightly more specific.
Just see how long you can quit for. That's a
just a little
that's
bit
a weird, did, interesting 16 game.
16 months is my record. What's your longest since you started smoking?
30 days.
That's pretty good.
When I made a documentary about quitting for 30 days.
I saw it. I forgot because I was high.
Yeah, right? No, people watch that thing over and over again.
Was high.
How do you feel when you quit smoking? Do you get a little bit more agitated? Road rage things happen. They're a little more sleep, eating, diet, things like that.
Yeah, everything's less enjoyable. You know, but it's not the end of the world. I mean, you know,
everything
that's,
is less
like
enjoyable.
If you get agitated, just smoke again. You know, it's. Yeah. I mean, we're doing it. We're medicating basically.
Fuck! I want to smoke so bad.
You're doing good though. If you turned it.
Oh. Should we do like
what
a
survey? What
about
blowing it in your face? Is that all right?
Yeah. Oh, please.
Do it in his ear like a cat.
I quit drinking, but if you guys pour it in my mouth, it's
that would
no
be
big
ineffective
deal.
To blow,
that's a
blow
sativa,
it in his ear.
That's a sativa hybrid. Jack Herrera mixed with.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's not wine.
If it's I don't have Merlot,
it's
I'm
like a weed
it's like a fine wine.
The label came off, so I don't know. All right, apologies to put your hands together.
Keep blowing it in my face, please, whenever you feel.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not going to. This is the first time I've ever taken that many hits during the show.
One.
It's kind of weird.
Two.
I've taken like three so far. But it's, you know, it's interesting.
It's a conversation piece.
We should do a Getting Dug with High at UCB because they're so cool about it. So a gentleman over there in the corner is going to name an actor, actress, or director who's made a ton of movies. And five of us are going to take turns. I'm going to play two, naming movies that person was in or involved with if
okay.
they're a director. But
I think I feel that.
Producer credits don't count. And but we're going to start. Ben gets to start.
Oh, I thought I went first.
Yeah, you said Eddie.
You said me.
Who said Poltergeist first?
Ben.
Ben did. So let's start with Ben.
Okay. I understand.
We'll go to you next, Eddie, after Ben.
Doesn't matter.
You can go first.
It really
go
doesn't
first
matter.
If you want, Eddie.
It really doesn't matter. If you
terrible at this.
If you can't get through the first round, then. And then me, then Simon, then Jordan. And what's the actor, actress, or director? Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. That's
Jesus
a great one.
Christ.
He's been in 300 movies, at least.
That's a lot of movies, Doug. Are you sure about that?
Maybe not. He's been in a lot, though. I mean,
he doesn't
slum and do TV ever. Like,
he narrates it.
He's in three or four movies a year for the last 20 years.
Ben took over.
Jesus, that many movies?
Right?
How many?
You said Sam Jackson.
I'm just saying,
right?
he All right, so Ben Bailey, go first and name any Morgan Freeman movie.
Super Bowl commercials featuring Lawrence Fishburne. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, big fucking deal. Are you really a plot?
Are you going to complain about it?
I'm sorry, Ben.
Lowest, I haven't even told the people at home about your socks yet. Be nice to me.
Lowest hanging fruit.
Go ahead, Ben.
Eddie?
Yes?
Any Morgan Freeman movie?
Oh, this is going to... Okay, anyone?
Anyone at all?
March of the Penguins.
Okay.
Nice. Good pull.
Cool. Yeah.
Very I got good. One that'll fucking knock your socks off later.
I can't wait. I can't wait for that one. Oh, that's going to be good. I'm going to go with... I may have misspoke when I said Guardians of the Galaxy was my favorite movie last year, because I'm going to go in this game with the Lego movie.
Wow.
I'm so excited that they're making a Batman Lego movie. It's going to be so much better than any other fucking Batman they've ever made. Simon?
Yeah, the Bone Collector.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Named after Jordan's mom.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. Producer Ryan here. No need to bother the corrections department. They already know Morgan Freeman wasn't in The Bone Collector. Back to the show.
Named after.
I thought it was named after the guy that follows around Angelina Jolie.
Same
in that movie.
Same person.
Collecting all the bones she leaves behind.
No, surprisingly not. It's my mom.
Jordan?
Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Mm. Yes. Ben?
Bruce Almighty.
Okay. If you're going to jump right to his God roles.
Should have just done that.
Eddie, I thought you said you had a really good one.
I do, and
you're
I hope
to save it.
No, I hope people appreciate this, but it's called I Ain't In It For My Health, and it's the Levon Helm story.
Wow.
He's interviewed in it.
It's a documentary?
Yeah.
That doesn't count, right?
It doesn't count.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, everybody. Producer Ryan here. No need to contact the corrections department. They already know that Morgan Freeman wasn't in the Levon Helm documentary. Back to the show.
I mean, there's no one here that argues that that happened, right? I mean, it wasn't like a special on PBS or something. It was a feature film.
No, Levon Helm documentary called I Ain't In It For My Health.
Right. What?
Don't
Simon's
cheat.
Conferring with the audience.
No,
hold on.
I'm
Simon's asking
Googling.
Someone to Google
I said
over
I
here.
I love that sweater.
Doug, he's having someone Google
yeah,
for
him. Yeah, don't Google for Simon.
About? Simon, come on.
No idea what you're talking about, Jordan.
I'm going with Bonfire of the Vanities.
Is he? I didn't know. That's
that
awesome.
Was gonna
he plays the judge. That was your next one, Simon?
No, I have no... All right. Fuck.
Don't feel bad if you can't think of one.
I don't feel bad.
It's a hard game.
It's... Oh, shit.
So that's so awful.
Is the Matrix one of those? Is that a different person?
Yeah, he also played Cowboy awesome. Curtis on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Fuck. So I lose?
You're out. You're out.
I don't get the bag?
You're out. You don't get the bag. You there was never a chance for you to get the bag. But I will say a shithead. See, they wrote a shithead on the back there, so I'm going to say that on your behalf.
What the fuck do I not know? Morgan Freeman. What's his name?
Well, let's see. Morgan Freeman. Let's see how Jordan does.
Batman Begins.
Uh-huh. See, that's all you had to do, Simon, was pay attention.
Because there's not into the superhero shit. Sometimes. I don't watch those. But yeah, you're right. I should have put that together. You're right. Ben? I guess you could say any of the. Okay.
Yeah. No, you could say any movie he's in. Yeah, you could just say.
Just say any Morgan Freeman movie, amazing. And you just skate in this game. Ben?
Wait, you could just say any movie?
Any Morgan,
any
Freeman,
Morgan
movie.
Freeman movie.
Any Morgan Freeman movie?
That yeah, really opens it up.
Which is practically all movies. I mean, just saying The Matrix wasn't that bad of an idea.
Am I eliminated or do I get to keep playing or am I out?
You're out.
You're
fuck.
Out.
Yeah. I get another
you
beer.
You can still enjoy your time here. You need another beer already?
Oh, I'm just saying.
Ben.
Unforgiven.
Yes. Oh, that's a great
top,
one.
Top three oh favorite movies.
Bone Collector is the best one this
month. That movie's unreal.
Oh, I love that movie too.
So fucking
you don't get any
nobody
bonus points.
Did anyone think Bone Collector?
I'm sure a lot of people do.
Nobody.
Maybe. I don't know. Nobody. I don't even remember if he was in that.
He was in it.
He was in it.
Eddie.
The Lou Reed Story. No, I'm kidding. Glory?
Yeah.
Yeah, Glory.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not? Okay. I'm going to go with The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, you motherfucker. Then I think I'm going to go with Evan Almighty.
Right? I was trying to think if he was in that one or if he skipped out.
I didn't
like
know
if they
either,
had a
but
different
I'm
god.
I swear I'm guessing.
Was he in it? Okay, cool.
Thank you.
And he was amazing in that.
Bitter.
Ben. Ben Almighty.
Fuck.
Right?
Yeah.
There's at least 50. There's like 50 more.
Others.
Yeah. I'm already starting to get... My well's getting a little dry. I'm thinking of some where you can't think of the name. You know, you can picture it, but you can't.
Yeah, see the guy who was driving Miss Daisy?
Oh!
Holy crap.
Fuck,
how did we miss that one?
I know. Fuck.
Nobody saw that one.
Listen, you guys, I have to take a break to make water.
Go with... / Google.
No, make water is what he has to ask Miss Daisy.
Oh, yeah.
If he could,
oh, right.
If he could have permission to do it.
Right.
She wouldn't give him permission. He did it anyway.
That's racist.
All over her face.
Don't remember that.
He just took out his big black
deleted
scene in her face.
Hey.
That's in the sequel, I think, yeah. Doug.
And Dan Aykroyd was like, Mama!
Fucking.
All right.
Fucking Miss Daisy is the sequel.
I was thinking, not Boo. That's
all right, Eddie. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, I just thought of one. I'm in good shape. Don't worry about me. What do you got?
He does so much animated shit.
Oh, that's right.
Finding Nemo.
No.
Just a guess. He was not?
Do you think he was Dory the Forgetful Fish? He played the president in a motion picture called Deep Impact.
Oh, yes.
That was the sequel to Bone Collector, right?
Jordan?
Someone already said Glory too, right? I'm going to go with... fuck. Shit, I have one that I really wish I remember the name of it.
Oh, yeah. That was
but I
great.
Think I'll go... Prestige? No way.
The Prestige?
No, he wasn't.
All right, so he's
that was
out.
A rejection
he's
sound.
Can, ben, I say, can I say the one I was thinking of to help him, maybe?
No, no, Ben's got
to
do
just,
this
it's
on
just
his own. No, I don't want you to say anything to him, Hinty.
I can't remember the name.
Because you could still be the winner of this thing.
Okay.
You right? Don't smoke weed. You have no excuse.
Who was the last one to name one successfully? Ben? Me? I did, yeah.
You? I guess that
I can't win because I'm not playing for anybody, so it's whoever comes in second if I win. But I'm having trouble thinking of another one right now. But
fuck, I have such a good one. I don't know the name. I know the whole movie. Fucking shit, bags of donuts. Oh, fucking cockslob.
I just thought of another. I thought of one. I thought of one. I mean, great. Don't worry about me, Eddie.
I got...
Anything, Ben?
8 Men Out.
I don't think he was in that.
Is he in that?
No,
yeah.
I don't think so. So of these four,
racist.
Who's the last one to say one right? Ben, okay. So Ben's the winner. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking we should have said
baseball
seven.
Movies.
Seven?
Seven, of course. Seven.
But what's the... What's
eight was better, Jesus. Which
what's,
is rare.
What's the Hilary Swank boxing one?
Million Dollar Baby. Nice, dude.
Yeah, fuck. That's a good one. And he also was in a movie called Street Smarts, is what I just thought of, with Christopher Reeve.
There's so many.
Oh, there's more. Tell us.
Hostile environment.
Nine at a time.
Was he in Dolphin Tale too? God damn. Could have got both of those in there. This guy just yelled out Dark Knight. That's cute.
There's a ball player one. Is he in Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams. Was he in that?
No. It's a baseball movie.
That's James Earl Jones.
That's
racist.
No, I'm thinking of baseball movies, not black guys.
Oh, I'm sure he's been in a baseball movie at some point. I'm sure. He's been in every genre.
Yeah, I can picture him like with his knee on the dugout going like this. Mm-hmm. Like saying some dropping philosophy.
All right, you guys.
Major League, I think it is.
No.
No.
The Natural?
No.
No.
All right.
Is he in a baseball?
Wreck-It Mike, come get your prizes, Wreck-It Mike. And pass me the name tags with the... Is there a shithead on the back of yours, Eddie?
I'm sorry, Heather.
What?
Is there anything written on the back of your name
Nice
tag?
One, dude.
Anything written on the back of it?
Oh, can't believe that.
Don't say it out loud.
Small Chelsea and Kara, sorry.
Yeah, there is something written.
You mean the name?
Pass it down here. Just pass it down. Don't say it out loud.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
So everything's over.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
One Morgan Freeman.
All or nothing over here.
Jeez.
Oh, what? Is that the shithead?
Yes.
Okay.
Some tiny
you say
writing.
So. All right, what do you got to plug, Eddie? You got iTunes.
That's it.
iTunes. Yeah, it's a fast show. We got to be done.
We just started.
In Ruins on iTunes and on Netflix. Get it. Thank you.
Ben Bailey, what's coming up?
I don't know, Doug.
All right, see you there. can't wait to watch that.
I'll be at the Punchline in San Francisco next week, 11 through 14.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Comedy Club on State in Madison, Wisconsin, April 22nd and 23rd.
Love that place.
Really? I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's the best comedy club under a bank in the world.
Basements are good spaces for clubs.
Yeah. Zombievers.
Yeah.
Zombievers.
Jordan Rubens.
So,
directorial achievement.
Debut. Yes.
Okay.
March 20th, VOD or a theater near you. But anyone in the crowd that remembers my email can email me and get free tickets to the premiere.
Wow.
Mm. Okay, you're going to say it after we're recording.
Sure.
Don't say it on the recording.
Of course.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of calls.
On my email?
You get a lot of people are going to ring up your email, and they're going to get frustrated because you won't pick up.
Now give them your phone number so they'll email you instead.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Simon Rex, what's going on with you, man?
Scary Movie 17.
No way.
Starring Morgan
it's
Freeman.
It's going to be completely different this time. No. Oh, man. It's,
NCIS?
Yeah, but no, it's like I got some little, guest stars on some shit I'd never... I take that back.
Yeah, that's what the producers want to hear when they hear this.
Right. I was just on an amazing show called NCIS.
Yeah.
Nice.
So check it out. Maybe I killed him. Maybe I didn't. Hey, tune in to find out.
When's your gig?
Oh. Do I have a gig?
I don't know.
Oh.
What happens?
Blow it in my face one more time to remind me. And I have this amazing, luscious, sexual album with Smoovie coming out called Breakfast in Bed. Hey, it'll be on iTunes, so you know it's good.
Yeah, you can only... iTunes is all quality all the time.
Hey, will you blow that in my face?
Yeah, the next hit I will.
Well, I obviously...
I'm trying to wrap this up.
The weed or...
The show, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to quit weed.
Day three, dude.
This is my last hit ever.
I should have got high before this shit. Blow it at me.
Blow weed into my dick.
Dude, I can't believe Joaquin Phoenix is up to his old tricks again.
I know. What the fuck?
Thank you to all of my guests, Eddie Pepitone, Ben Bailey, Jordan Rubin, and Simon Rex. What a delightful group of gentlemen.
I think I got contact high. Speaking, Morgan Freeman was in contact. I'm kidding.
As always, Lauren is a shithead, and cat haters are shitheads. And going 16 days without a new Doug Loves Movies is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.